A mom in Sandyston, New Jersey, had a son in need of emergency care. I was left stunned when she found out what the cost was going to be. No, not for the care, for getting her son from one place of care to the other. Let me give you the background. Her son suffered a brain bleed and hemorrhagic stroke. This was back in March of last year. He was taken to Newton Medical Center by an ambulance from the volunteer Blue Ridge Rescue Squad. Follow this now. He then needed to be transferred to Overlook Medical Center in Summit because of his condition. Atlantic Ambulance was used, since Atlantic Health System owned both the hospitals where son was treated. Now, mom said her son received terrific care at both hospitals. She has no problem with either one of those facilities. But when it was all over and done with, she received a bill for the ambulance trip. $6,000. Which she assumed was incorrect because it was above the maximum out-of-pocket charge for her son's insurance plan. So mom immediately called the insurance company, Aetna, to dispute the claim. Now, it didn't go well. Her son's insurance covered both hospital visits, but not the ambulance ride between the two Atlantic Health hospitals. So she went through the ringer for months, multiple phone calls. She was able to get the bill down to $300. By the end of last year, took her hours talking to the hospital, the insurance company, even wrote to the president of Newton Medical Center. And here's the kicker. Mom is a nurse who's been in the field for over 40 years. Even she did not know that ambulance rides could wind up being so expensive. Mom says that she wants this change for anyone else in this position. It's bad enough having a loved one in that situation, but to get a huge ambulance bill that you are going to be responsible for after all that is horrible. She said it can't help her son, but no one else should have to go through this. And what's kind of questionable, too, is, well, what do you think the median ambulance bill is in New Jersey? $437. And, by the way, here in the state, about 64% of ambulance trips wind up producing a bill for someone to pay, and not the insurance company. Now, there is a law that, in a way, addresses the situation, sort of. There's a definite maybe for you. It's called the No Surprises Act. Helps protect people who are covered by health plans from receiving unexpected medical bills for, here's the kicker, most emergency services, non-emergency services from out-of-network providers at in-network facilities, and services from out-of-network air ambulance service providers, air ambulance. Here's what the law bans for insured patients. Surprise bills for most emergency services, even out-of-network. Out-of-network cost sharing, like co-insurance, co-payments for most emergency and some non-emergency services. Out-of-network charges for additional services like the anesthetist, radiology, that are provided within an in-network facility. However, air ambulances, not land ambulances. Air ambulances, that's covered. Land ambulances, nope. You're out of luck there. This is definitely an issue that needs to be fixed. I mean, think about this. When the need arises for being transferred from one facility to another, you're not always going to have the time to do some comparative shopping or call Uber, are you?